Hello, Joe speaking.
Hello, sir. My name is Albert. I'm calling you again from Local Splash. I called you earlier today. Do you remember?
Yes, yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just following up to see if you're available for the appointment. It's going to take about 30 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Let's start by checking the security question. What is your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name?
I thought
we did my town's name.
Sofia
Lombardo, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, we did Solarino. The old name Solarino.
Sorry, that's not correct. Maybe it's her other second last name?
That's what I told him yesterday when he told me, when I talked to him. He told me, what do you want, the name or your town's name? I gave him my town's name.
What's the town's name?
Solarino.
Okay. It's because on here I have your mother's maiden name. Do you remember her last name?
Yes. Signorino. Signorino.
Okay, let me just double check. Can you tell me the email on this account?
LombardoRailings@yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and update the security question. Maybe he made a mistake. He didn't understand. You said you wanted to be the city you were born in, right?
Right.
Could you spell the name of the city?
Yes. It's S, like Sam, O, L, like lion.
Mm-hmm.
O-R-I-N-O.
Solarino, okay. 1 second. Let me update that, and I'll make sure it's correct. Okay, it's updated. And let's go ahead and continue. I see you already signed the terms and conditions, so that's good. Let's go ahead and review the information we have on the account just to make sure everything's correct. I have the company name as Lombardo Iron and Railing Co., and then a period?
Yes.
Okay. The address for the business is 345 Columbia Street, City of Orange, New Jersey, 07050.
Yes.
Is there a unit number or suite number to that address?
No, no. It's a building. It's a one-story building.
Oh, perfect. Is that the... Do you want your clients to be able to see the address?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure they're able to see that. Now, the email is correct since you just told me a bit ago. The phone number I have here is 973-672-7578.
Yes.
Perfect. I'm not sure if my coworker explained to you, but we also offer another service where we can generate another local area phone number for the business. 1 second.
Hello? What?
1 second, please.
Oh, okay.
All right. As I was explaining, we can generate a new phone number for the business. This doesn't have any additional cost. And with this on the client dashboard, you're able to see the call history, filter out calls or block calls. And you're still going to get the calls routed to the phone number you just confirmed. Would you like us to make a new phone number for the business?
Well, I have like five different phone numbers. Can I give you one of my other phone numbers?
Oh, okay. If you already have it, that's okay. Let me tell you the numbers we have on the account so you can let me know if they're correct. I have the one you confirmed. If you like, I can get another, like, extra contact number for you, your cell phone number, for example.
No. That's...
Okay, so
you
just
mean?
Want that. You just want that one contact number?
Yeah, but I have five different phone numbers that all go forward to my number.
Follow me? I understand. But the company phone number is still the 973-672-7578 number, right?
Right, that's the main number. But then I have another five numbers, another four numbers, four more numbers.
Oh, correct. And I see we have your other contact number, which is 973-459-1013.
Well, that's my cell number, yeah.
Okay. We'll leave the company number as the first one, and the other one is just an extra contact number for us in case we need to reach you.
Okay.
Perfect. And let's go ahead and continue. I see you already have a website. It's LombardoIronAndRailingCompany.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Let me check out the website. And, yeah, it looks really good. Do you want us to promote the website as it currently is, or did you want us to completely redesign the website? You would need to be the owner to grant us access for that.
Yeah, no. I want to leave the website the way it is.
Okay, no problem. We'll go ahead and promote it the way it is. One second. All right. Now we're going to go ahead and discuss the keywords, which are what your clients are going to type online to find your business.
Yes.
Let me see. I see you do quite a lot of fences. Are you
Okay. So mostly we do custom ironworks. So we do handcrafted ironworks. So we do mostly residential. Okay. And it's iron railings. Aluminum railings.
Okay. One second. Let me write that down. Iron railings, aluminum railings. And you said custom iron work?
Custom iron railings. Yeah.
Railings. Okay.
Custom iron works.
Custom iron works. Okay.
Hand forged. Ironworks
and forged iron works. Got it.
Railings, just railings. So sometimes people don't know it's iron railings or aluminum, and they just put railings. So that's that should be there too.
Perfect. And anything else you want me to add here? I assume you do welding work, right?
Welding. But we don't really do too much welding, like structural steel. We don't do that. It's mostly decorative.
Okay, so
ornamental iron.
Ornamental iron, and I'll just leave the word welding by itself. Just
okay.
You know.
Yeah, you can leave welding.
Okay. Anything else you'd like me to add?
Metal fabricating, I guess, yeah.
Perfect. I added metal fabrication. Anything else?
Let's see. No, I think wrought iron. I want you to put the word wrought iron railings. You know how to spell that, right?
Yeah, wrought iron. WROUGHT.
Right, yes. Wrought iron. Railings. Gates.
Got it.
Fences.
Okay, let me... Wrought iron railings, wrought iron gates, and fences.
Yes.
Got it. So... I see you do a lot of fences. Would you consider yourself that most of your work is like a fence fabricator?
Fabricator, but we don't really do like we're not a fence company where they buy the fence already made and then they just install. We make everything. You know what I mean? We custom make all our work.
Okay, so I'll add the words.
Custom iron fence, yeah.
I added the two words fence fabricator and fence fabrication.
Okay.
That way they know you don't really buy fences that are already built and installed.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's more like a fence company, you know?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And we're not a fence company. Do you want to put the word blacksmithing or?
Definitely. Black.
Yeah.
Blacksmith.
Black.
Definitely. Got it. Anything else you do? Maybe you do other types of metal structures that you want me to add to this?
No, not really, no. It's that what we really specialize is in residential iron railings, you know? That's more,
okay.
90% of our work.
Okay, I'll add that as the first word, residential iron railings. And I'll put you under the category of metal fabricator or fabrication.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah. But I think we're considered fabricators. We're not really contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call us contractors, but we're not. We're more like fabricators.
Mm-hmm.
So we fabricate and install wrought iron railings. That's our main thing.
Okay, I'll add iron rail installation as well. Rail installation. Got it. Perfect. Well, I got everything you just mentioned. Do you remember anything else you'd like me to add?
One more, maybe design. Wrought designer.
Oh.
You think we should put that? Design. Wrought iron. We're like fabricator,
okay.
Design, and we install. So I don't know.
Oh, okay. I could say iron design.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And maybe custom metal design.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe custom fabricators.
Let me see. Maybe I already have that. I'm checking custom iron railing. Okay. And then I'll add that one. Custom. Iron fabrication. Iron. Got it. And yeah, I added those three that you just mentioned. Anything else?
I think that should be okay. Yeah.
Perfect. We're gonna send. Yes.
One more thing. Should we put anything like garden gates? Or what do you think?
Definitely. Let's see. It could be iron garden gate, I assume.
Okay.
Iron. And let me see. Do I just have iron gates? Let me check that. Okay, and iron gate. I added iron garden gate and just iron gate by itself as well.
Okay.
Perfect. We're going to go ahead and send that list to your email. And if later on you think of anything you'd like to add or remove, you can do so just by replying to that email.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, the next part is just a couple of quick questions to see how we're going to market your business online. Is there anything your clients have ever told you that they like about your business? Maybe it's the quality of the work or the prices you offer. Anything at all you've been told?
Well, I mean, we've been in business for the last 40 years. We started in 1983. So I don't know if you want to add that word, since 1983. And also, we do, high-quality ironworks.
Definitely. I see some of the reviews say here, extremely knowledgeable, honest, and reliable, so I'll add that as well. Okay. And let me see, you said you've been in business for, I think, like 40 years now?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see, I'll say in business for over 40 years. And let me see what else the reviews say. 1 second. And highly recommended, it seems here. I'll add that as well.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to read off, or maybe you already have one on your website. Let me double check. I'm looking for a mission statement. Maybe you already have one here.
Yeah, this should be there, yeah. Our story. Yeah.
Definitely. 1 second. Oh, definitely. It's actually the last sentence you have here. It says, "We believe our work is only as great as our passion and attention to detail, and we are committed to continually uplifting our standard for which we hold our work against. This has been our formula for success all these years and for years to come." Can I use that as your mission statement?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and do that. 1 second. Perfect. And you said you started the business in 1983, I think?
Yes.
Perfect. How many people work in your business?
Just me and my son.
Perfect. And you said you mostly just focus on residential work, right?
Yes.
And what are your hours of operation?
8:30 to 5.
8:30... Two, five. Is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Thank you. And what forms of payment do you accept?
Check or cash?
Check, cash, got it. Is the business licensed and insured?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you remember your license number?
No.
Ah, that's okay. You can send that later on. There's no hurry. Now, I see you live in the city of Orange, New Jersey. Do you want us to promote the business just within that city or the whole county that the city's in? Or maybe you're willing to go even further away. You want the surrounding counties as well.
Yeah, so I want Essex County, Morris County, and Union County. Or do I tell you the towns that I want to concentrate on? Is it better, instead of giving you the whole county, can I just give you the towns?
Definitely. Well, the whole county that you live in, that's automatically added by the system. But I can also do the towns. Let's go one by one.
That's what I'm saying. If I give you the towns, is that more specific? Instead of going into the whole county, it will target those towns.
Definitely. Right? What's the town name?
Okay, so the towns would be West Orange.
West Orange, got it.
South Orange.
South Orange, okay.
Maplewood.
That's all one word, I assume? Maplewood?
Yeah, all one word, yeah. Maplewood.
Okay. Woods? With an S?
No, wood. Wood. Like, wood,
okay.
With no S.
Okay.
Maplewood. Short Hills.
Short Hills?
Yes.
Okay.
Got it. Summit. Yeah.
Okay.
Mendham.
Okay, how do you spell that?
Mendham.
H-A-M. Mendham. Mendham.
Mendham. Mendham.
Okay, Mendham.
Yeah.
What's
Mendham.
The other one?
The other one is Montclair.
Mount Clair, okay.
Montclair, Montclair. Montclair.
Uh-huh, Montclair.
Yeah. What else? And, let's see, Morristown.
Morristown, okay.
Yeah. And I think that should be, that's it.
This is all New Jersey, right?
These are all in New Jersey, yes.
Okay, I'll make sure those are added.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, I searched online, and you already have a Google Business profile. It's got a picture of like an Adobe-looking building, kind of ish, and like a rail, an iron rail. Are you the one that has access to that? It's always linked to an email.
I'm not sure how that works. I'm not very good with stuff like this.
I understand. If you like, I can send you a link to your phone and we can check. All you need to do is just be logged into your email.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll send you the link.
In other words, they show that, what do they show?
All I can see is just how everyone else sees it. It's just a picture of a iron gate, it seems, and a picture of the location with the business name, and you have a couple of reviews. And that's it.
So the pictures, I know which ones you're talking about. Is there a way that you could change those?
Yeah, but first we need you to give us access to that. That's why I'm going to send you a link.
Okay.
I'm going to send it to the phone you're on right now, the one that ends with 1013.
Okay.
Let me know if you get this text message. I'm sending it now.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Okay, first thing you got to do is go to that link. It's going to take you to a Google page. Let me know when you see that in front of you.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how to do that. I can't do it right now. Yeah. I just know that I got the link by my phone page. So, don't worry about it now. You know, let's just finish what we were doing. And then I, figure that out.
Okay, I'm going to send you an email with the steps that you can follow. This is easy to do on a computer. I would recommend the desktop. It's much easier. All you need to do is just be logged into your email. Once you're logged into your email, you just open the email I sent you and click on the section that says click here, or go down and it has a link, which is the same link that I just sent you. And you just click on see your profile and click the menu button, which is the three dots off to the right. Just follow the steps on there. If you need any help with that, just give us a call and we'll walk you through that. It's no problem.
Okay.
One second. By the way, our system is going to make posts for you. Once you give us access to that Google Business profile, the system will, like, upload pictures and make, like, posts with, like, comments under there automatically for you. This helps get your business on a higher ranking. Is it okay if we enable that that service?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Perfect. And does your business already have a Yelp page?
I'm not sure.
Let me check. I think it does. But do you remember creating it, or did someone else do this for you?
No, I think somebody. I was having somebody else working on this, and then I just told them that I wasn't interested. I wasn't really happy with the service.
So. Oh, okay. You're not interested in that. I'll just make a note here. Let's. Okay. And I also see you're signed up for Facebook ads. Is there already an existing Facebook business page?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page, yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh, perfect.
But I haven't posted it in 3 years. You know?
That's okay. But you do remember your password, right?
I'm not sure right now.
Okay. It's because for us to run the ads, we are going to send you a link or an email. It's going to ask you to connect to Facebook, and it's going to ask you to log in to your personal account. Once you're logged in, then it's going to ask you to choose a page that you want us to manage. That's when you select the business page, and then you just grant us access.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and send it now. Let me know if you receive it. It'll be titled, Grant Us Access to Your Business Page to Get Your Ads Running. But if you don't remember your password, we could always just create a new page for you. Ideally, we would want you to be the owner, but for that, you would need to have your personal password for your personal page.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to create an odd one, I don't mind. It's fine.
Oh, okay, so you don't mind that we do everything from our end, and we'll take care of that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
No.
People have another account, right?
Just keep in mind, when we create it, we'll be the owners of the page, but we'll have clients call you when they need to contact you.
Right.
One second. All right. Now, when people click on the Facebook ads, you're okay with them calling you, or do you want the system to send you an email and a text message with your client's contact information so you can call them back?
I think the best way is to call.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and set that up.
Yeah.
And if we need to call you here from Local Splash from Monday to Friday, what's the best time we can call you?
Best time to call me will be in the afternoon, like any time between 4 and 6.
Ah, okay. So after 4 is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, does your company have a logo?
Yeah. I mean, you could use the one I have on my website, I think.
Let me check. Okay.
Oh, you can make one up. I don't care. I leave it up. You know, all this stuff, I already have it. But if you can create everything new, I don't mind. I mean, because you advertise in the business, so.
Definitely, we're going to go ahead and create one. Do you want the logo to be a specific color, or just be all letters, or just a symbol?
So the reflection on my business is like, just imagine like an old blacksmith shop where they have like a forge, and they create metalwork, you know.
Definitely.
Maybe something with the like fires, like a red, yellow, or. I don't know, black one, something like that, you know?
Definitely.
Like some sparks, you know, like stuff like that.
Definitely. I'm going to put those colors, and you want like something related to a blacksmith.
Yes.
Let me see, with
Yeah, if you have like an emblem of a guy with a hammer that's striking on the anvil, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I see. Let's see. Got it. I sent that information, and we'll go ahead and get to work on a logo for you. Now I'm going to go ahead and explain the emails you're going to receive. The first one is going to be the list that we went over at the beginning. Remember, you can make changes to that list by replying directly to that email. The next email you're going to get is going to be the photos email. That's where you can send us pictures of your work, which are going to be used on the Google Business Profile once you give us access, also the Facebook page, and let's see, and the ad, the post that the system's going to make for you automatically as well. They're going to use those pictures to go to make posts. You can send us up to 20 pictures at a time. You can also send, like, if you have any ideas for a logo or something you want us to base it off of, you can also send it through there. In the meantime, we're just going to work off of what you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And we're also going to use high-quality stock photos related to the type of work you do. If you see any picture that we use that you don't like, let us know and we can change the image right away.
Okay.
By the way, also the pictures that we use are copyright protected. If anyone contacts you about copyright issues, please let us know before you reply to that person.
Okay.
Dennis wants to know if he's working tomorrow, if he's getting paid.
Tell him I'm right. I've talked in 5 minutes.
And
okay. Well, we're almost done?
Yeah, I just need like 3 more minutes and we're done.
Okay.
Perfect. And the next email you're going to get is going to be the login credentials for the client dashboard. That's where you're going to be able to see the company's online performance, like how many views you get, how many clicks you get, the words people use to find your business. You can also manage the reviews, upload pictures, make posts or edit the posts. And you're also going to be able to see leads, which are the people who are trying to contact you for your work.
Right, right.
And as far as the time, yes?
Yeah, go ahead.
As far as the time frame, it takes us about 7 to 14 days to publish the business information and content we created to the directories. And during that time, we're going to send you messages letting you know the things that have been completed or trying to contact you about other things that we need from you. And we're going to optimize the Google Business Profile once we're done creating it. Once we're done getting access to it, which is the link that I sent you earlier. If you need any help, just let us know, and you should see maximum results within the first 30 to 45 days. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Now, before we finish the appointment, I just need to make a follow-up appointment 3 weeks from now, which falls on May 31st. Can we call you that day at the same time I called you today?
Yeah, that should be fine, yeah.
Perfect. And we're going to send you a reminder through Google Calendar before we call you that day.
Okay.
Perfect. And with that, we're actually finished with the appointment. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's it.
Perfect. We're here 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Give us a call if you need any assistance. And please make sure to review emails and text messages because we're going to contact you regularly.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Take care.